This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Cedric, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Congratulations. Appreciate you taking some time here.
Recording in progress.
Started with our local media. If you guys want to just raise your hand if you have a question. We will start with Andy Young having the first question.
Hey, Cedric. Andy Young, Spectrum News here in Buffalo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you know about coming to Buffalo? What is this moment like for you?
Well, I know that it is a great organization, really good football players that have been around in this organization. So I really just look forward to trying to work as hard as I can to hopefully be able to contribute.
Have you talked to Coach Cromer at all, and what did he – what were those conversations like?
Yes, sir. I was able to talk to Coach Cromer. I remember we saw each other maybe a few weeks back. And he was really impressed with me. So he said that I fit in well on what he wanted to do, and he felt like it helped me a lot. So I look forward to learning from him.
Do you feel like you might have a chance to step into a starting role here?
Honestly, I have no idea. We'll see what the cards have. But my biggest thing is I want to be able to help my teammates out the best way I can.
Thank you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, Cedric. Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News. Welcome to Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Pleasure.
You majored in interdisciplinary art. What does that entail?
So it's just a broader term for graphic design. That's all it is.
Gotcha. Now, stepping into this system and kind of the continuity that the Bills have on the offensive line, how do you expect to make your name, put your stamp on that unit?
My goal for myself is just to come in and work hard. First, I think it starts off earning the respect of your teammates, letting those guys know that you want to be a part of this organization. You want to work as hard as you possibly can, and kind of working your way up. So ultimately, I plan on just putting in as much work as possible and allowing God to do the rest.
Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi, Cedric. Sal Capaccio here, WGR Sports Radio 550. Welcome to Buffalo. Congratulations.
Thank you. Pleasure. Yes, sir.
Do you play anything other than center? Have you played other positions? Have you talked about maybe doing anything else in the NFL?
I know Coach Cromer likes me to be able to have some versatility at guard. He thinks that I'm very capable of that. As far as guard in college, it was only in practice, no in-game tape. But Coach Cromer has a lot of belief that I can play guard on the next level.
Have you talked to James Cook yet, reached out to him at all and through this process, or even, I know you just got drafted, but what's your relationship there?
We have a great relationship. We talk whenever we can, you know, both have very busy schedules, but I'm sure I will talk to him very soon.
What do you remember about blocking for him when you were at Georgia?
It was amazing. I think if you got up on the second level, he had the ability to break one loose. So it was amazing to be able to block for James Cook.
All right. Thanks, man. Congratulations again.
Yes, sir.
Cedric, Mookie Harkins, Waffle Sports, Cincinnati. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When did you started interacting with the Bills? Was it combine, and when did those talks occur?
I can be honest, it was very sparse. There were I guess select moments that we kind of talk, but they definitely weren't one of the teams that you know, I guess talked to me the most. I guess they held their hand a little bit. So all within the plan of God. So I'm happy to be a part of Bills Mafia.
Louisiana native. What do you know about Osiris Torrance and getting an opportunity to play alongside with him?
Absolutely. He's a great guy. I actually got to talk to him a little bit last year when he was going through his process and just trying to learn as much as possible from him. So I look forward to being able to get up there with him, try and learn, figure out the things that he's figured out his first year. And hopefully he can kind of take me under his wing a little bit.
What are some of the things that you learned at Georgia that will help you here in the NFL?
The one thing I can say that I learned at Georgia that I think will help me is the ability to work, the ability to have grit, the ability to, I guess, overcome things when you don't go your way. So that's kind of what I hope to be able to bring to this team and this organization.
Congrats. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you.
Hey, Cedric, Jenna Cottrell in Rochester. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo. Just curious what you know about Josh Allen and just, you know, what do you think of his game?
He's a stud. I can say that. He is a stud. I look forward to being able to meet him, hopefully along my process and my years here, I can build a great relationship with him. But I do look forward to meeting him because he is an absolute stud of a quarterback.
Also, too, what do you know about Bills Mafia?
What do I know about Bills Mafia? So I can say I did not grow up a diehard fan for sure, but I definitely have watched throughout the years. So I know about some of the guys that you kind of see on TV, you know, throughout the years. But I can say that I am not, I guess, invested as a kid.
Totally fair. Thank you, Cedric. Congrats.
Thank you.
Those are all the questions we have. Appreciate the time, Cedric, and congrats again.
Thank you. God bless y'all.